On today's ChurchTechCast.com Q&A show, MailChimp, live streaming speed, and hearing assist. Hi, and welcome again to another episode of the ChurchTechCast.com Q&A show. This is the show where every week I answer your church tech questions. My name is Paul Allen Clifford. I'm your host, and I'd love for you to ask your question, so just do that below the video. Now, if you're subscribed to the audio podcast, no problem. Just go to trinitydigitalmedia.com/CTCQA for Church Tech Cast Questions and Answers. CTCQA. Leave a question there, and that'll get to me fine. So our first question comes via email from Dan. He says, "Hi, Paul. I have a question about church email that I was hoping you could answer. Our church currently hosts their website and email with InMotion. For the most part, we are happy with them, but they have a limit of 50 emails per mass mailing, so this is a problem. Is there a better way to host church emails so I can do mass emails easier?" Well, yeah. First off, I wouldn't host your email differently. What I would do is I would use an email service provider that specializes in newsletters and such. So AWeber is a good example. The one I'm going to recommend, though, is MailChimp, and there's a very specific reason for that. First off, you won't actually be changing email service providers. You'll just be signing up through them. They will validate your email, and then you will send it out, and it'll look like it's coming from the church email, when in fact it's coming from their servers. I don't understand exactly the back-end stuff for that, but it's really not that hard. Basically, you sign up, they send you an email, you click on it, they go, okay, you're you, and then you set it up. Pretty simple. The reason that this is a great solution is they've already done a lot of the work on the back end of things to do way better delivery of more than 50 emails. So for most churches, in fact, this is going to be a free service because their mailing list software is free for the first 2,000 email addresses. Okay? Most churches have less than 2,000 people in attendance. Problem solved. Now, there's a limit to how many you can send, and that is, I believe, 12,000 a month. So still not a big deal. So I did an entire series on church email newsletters with MailChimp, and so I sent you a link in there. Just to be clear, you're not transferring your email service whatsoever. You're just using MailChimp in addition. So it's pretty seamless, and if you don't like them, well, it's free. Just quit using them, and that problem is solved as well. Mr. Bowtie on YouTube, in reply to my live streaming internet speed video, says, "Okay, Paul Allen Clifford, 26 milliseconds ping," actually he doesn't say milliseconds, but I'm just going to assume that's what he means, is that enough? Upload speed is 12 megabytes. I'm going to assume he means 12 megabits per second. 12 megabits per second should be more than adequate for up to 1080p 60 frames per second. Probably the bottleneck in that case is going to be with your encoder. So I would recommend going for an encoding device like the Teradek Vidio. Something like that. It could be that you have something else. Computers in general, I recommend against, especially if you're in an organization where someone else touches that computer. If it's just you, then you're responsible. But if that computer, because computers get tempting for other people in organizations to use for other reasons. So if you're not using that all the time, people sometimes install games that turn out to be viruses, or they do all kinds of stuff. So that's why I recommend that. Okay, finally, Jim Fry on Twitter asks, the older people in our congregation are having trouble hearing. Recommendations on transmitter tech, RF, Bluetooth, IR, Bluetooth, IR, etc. Okay, first off, IR, bad idea. Even if they made such a thing, it's going to be line of sight. So if they move a little or someone sits in just the right place, maybe a taller person in front of them, behind them, to the side, wherever, you're going to run into a problem. So let's remove IR from the equation altogether. Bluetooth is an interesting prospect. I kind of think that probably you're going to run into a problem. First off, Bluetooth doesn't have a huge range. It depends on your size of your sanctuary, but it could be that it just wouldn't work at all. Secondly, there are Bluetooth devices that would be perfect. So for some seniors that are more technologically advanced, maybe they've already got Bluetooth hearing aids. If they do, that should be great. But I think what you're saying is hearing assist devices you pass out before church, you pick them up afterwards, in which case I'm going to say that RF is the way to go. Now, you might think, well, that might take up some extra spectrum, and the FCC keeps taking away our spectrum, so it might worry you. Well, all the seniors are going to be listening to the same channel, so it should be the case that you're only taking up one wireless channel, and they'll all be receiving. So it's kind of more similar to a radio, terrestrial radio model. I don't know any models off the top of my head, by the way, but that's what I would look at, is something RF is probably going to be what you need in your particular situation. So I hope that answered one of your church tech questions. Maybe you weren't the ones that asked them, but you thought, oh, that's exactly what I needed to know. Well, I'm glad it helped you. If it didn't, don't forget to leave your question under the video or at trinitydigitalmedia.com/CTCQA. And that would be great. If you like this content, you'd probably love my email newsletter. So head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/gifts, G-I-F-T-S, and pick up a free church tech gift along with a free subscription to my email newsletter. Also, stop by my store where you can buy all the church tech training stuff that I've been making over the last several years, or you can go for an all-you-can-eat model and just join up at Church Tech U. So that's also available at the store. You can either pay once every month, first month is free, by the way, or save some money and buy a yearly subscription. Either way works perfectly fine. And in both cases, the first month is free, so if you try it, you don't like it, that's okay. Just cancel, no problem. If you do like it, continue to take advantage of all the great stuff there, including the community and the conversations, and I think you'll be impressed with what we have there. More stuff added every week, so it's really great, something that I really want to share with just the capital C church in general. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com. Go out and change eternity.